Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. At extreme depths, the seafloor is home to some of the world's most odd and fascinating creatures. Lisa Levin, professor at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography at the University of California at San Diego, explains the discovery of a new class of deep sea environment and the creatures who call it home.
A mile under the sea, off the shores of Costa Rica, sits a vast flourishing garden of exotic undersea animals. There are tubeworms 3 feet long, forming expansive meadows and giant bushes the size of a small car. The seafloor is dotted with patches of large white clams and brown mussels, with small squat lobsters and pink fish scurrying about. Here at a place called Hako Scar, life is supported by the chemicals in warm fluids emerging from deep in the earth through a conduit in a collapsed underwater volcano, one that is being dragged under the continent in the great geologic process called subduction. Researchers in the submersible Alvin had expected to find ecosystems called cold seeps, reliant on methane, but at Hako Scar, the presence of warm, shimmering fluids emanating from under the tube worms indicated that we had found something different. For the last 35 years, we have known that animal communities can flourish in the absence of sunlight by using chemical energy from beneath the seafloor. We had studied hydrothermal vent ecosystems fueled by sulfide-rich hot springs and seep ecosystems fueled by cold fluids rich in methane. These communities were treated as distinct, but our work at Hako Scar has blurred this distinction. Through analyses of chemicals in the fluids, molecular sequencing of the bacteria and animals, and studies of their isotope biomarkers, we learn that this environment contains elements of both vent and seep ecosystems. Perhaps this is why there is such a profusion of life and such a high diversity of species. Such discoveries of new environments take on added importance as human activities in deep waters intensify.
That was Lisa Levin of the Scripps Institution of Oceanography. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.